Well, I don't know exactly what toys he took with him, and I think I know Wally's out there with him, but I don't know if Wally took his that foreign brand radio. Starts with a T. I can't remember the name of it. Brain fart. But anyway, yeah, I know he's got that, and I've not heard any transmissions from him. If he has, I might have missed him. I don't know. But Sean just was amazingly clear. And then I told him, I said, that, you know, you're lucky you didn't have to go to work this morning because the fog was probably the thickest I've seen in quite some time. I mean, you look out my eighth-floor balcony, forget it. I mean, I could barely see the ground. There was just enough from the back service road here to the campus. We have a couple of, you know, street lights or whatever, and I could barely see those. And going, dang. And then I went out front early in the morning because I had to see the management. I had to pick up something that they forgot to give me, and their offices are closed today. But they are in the building because they have meetings and stuff. So I had to wait there, and I'm looking out the front door, and I couldn't even see all the way out to Madison Solberg Drive, the main drive as you turn in off at DeQuinn. You couldn't even see that far. So it was definitely pea soup, and then I was waiting for the London air horns or fog horns to go off.